Y'all know what's going on, man. We are back with No Jumper Interviews. You feel me? Me and Flocko, you know what we do. We together. Yeah. We doing good interviews, and we got some fire guests for y'all today, man. We got my nigga Frank, 414 Frank.
Yes, sir.
We got my nigga JP,
JP. Yeah. How y'all feeling? Well, guess what? I'm JP.
Hey! Ah, Ali hit that shit.
I was waiting for niggas to pull up so I can hit that bitch.
You
feeling it, boy? How y'all feeling today, bro?
Feeling good, man.
You feeling good.
Feeling blessed.
Great. Give me that note real quick, man. But which guess one? What? I'm JP.
Not sing it. He got you on demand. Hey, not sing it.
Listen.
I got you.
Let me see.
Gonna hit that shit.
Well, guess what? I'm JP.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, yo, listen. See, hey, listen, right? Because look, when I see, like, his videos, right? I say, yo, this, like, college nigga. I say, yo, like, he reminds me of those like, fraternity niggas, right? Like, right? Like, who you can dance, sing, do whatever. You feel me, bro? Like, yeah, bro. I said, damn, bro. Listen, he can sing and talk if him look good.
Pause. Here you go with that shit. I was waiting for it.
That's what he do.
That's
what he do, right? But it's a fair though, right?
That's what he do.
Right? But it's a fair though, right?
I am a good looking dude.
He said it's unfair. He said you could sing,
dance.
He said you cute and you could dance. He said you not fair.
What they got to do with me though?
That's crazy.
No, but it's a fair though.
For the longest, the hoes, you just say, see, look, hoes ain't start, you know. At first, I wasn't always the good looking nigga, but I always had a good personality and I could sing. Hoes like that.
Hoes love niggas can sing.
You can sing a bitch right out of drawers. Quick.
Man.
I tell a bitch quick.
And Frank has damn near ran my entire like college experience.
Yeah?
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Frank's been around for a long time, man. We gotta really dive in on that. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Listen,
right? That nigga been making hits since I was a kid.
No, look, cause listen, right? So if you know anything about an NDSU, right? So like we used to take the drive out to Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh,
you feel me?
Oh yeah.
For those crazy Halloween parties, you feel me?
Uh-huh. You know what's going on.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, facts. You feel me? Hey, see, no, man.
Yo, I'm in college, nigga. I know.
And Frank's songs ran that bitch, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Frank, you been had the party.
Yeah, had it.
Been had the shit cracking.
That's right, man. Let's get to a little backstory, a little beginning, man. So, you feel me? Where y'all from? For the fans who don't know, let them know where y'all from. Yeah. You feel me? What y'all do exactly, you know?
Well,
you
from motherfucking Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right, they from Milwaukee, man. So being from Milwaukee, did y'all ever feel like y'all had to like? Cause I be seeing fans comment on Milwaukee music and be like, "This sound like Detroit." Did y'all ever feel like y'all had to get like under the shadow of Detroit ever?
No, and I'm gonna tell you why. You want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, from my standpoint, he's been rapping a lot longer than I have, but from my standpoint, I'm not that type of rapper. I can't like. Everything I say has to be do and ran with harmonies and melodies, regardless if I'm rapping or not. I just happen to blow up off the rapping.
Yeah.
But I don't really know too many people from Detroit that sound like I do with adding the harmonies and the melodies into the rap. You know what I'm saying? I don't got the same rap pattern as them or like, you know what I'm saying? Or even, I don't think I ever had to. Like, it was always cool music. Mm. Do you think you ever had to?
When I first started, I could understand when they said it. Right. Like, because I ain't gonna even front my shit. I did sound like when I was from Detroit when mm-hmm. I was first started.
That's ain't y'all real close, like Milwaukee, Detroit?
Yeah, basically like some cousins in it type shit. But then I had to step out of that.
Get your own thing.
And get my own shit, you know? So, yeah.
No, but, like, did you start doing it, though, intentionally, like biting their style because it was cool? Or like,
just,
yo,
this what we listening to?
I did it because it was on some cool shit.
And this will be listening to when I want to rap.
Yeah.
Type shit. Okay. All right, that's fire. Because I always seen comments among being like, oh, Milwaukee kind of sound like Detroit or this sound like Detroit. For you, don't sound like nobody. I don't think nothing sound like what you do. Like, that shit is some of the most unique, original shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, I can't put a name of what your sound is. I can't put a type on it. I can't put a, you know? And I think that's fire because we need more originality in music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yo, no, but like, and what sucks too, right, is that people, like, found you from this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, his back hat, bro, like, Get Down, to me, like, is a better song. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people just, like, overlook you until now. And I'm like, yo, bro, like, if folks really knew, bro, like, you know, like the back catalog, and actually knew, like, yo, bro, like, he's just not like a, you feel me, like a meme singer rapper, bro, like, he's actually like a real artist, bro, like, bro, listen, like you, if you just start dropping, like, just more videos, bro, right, yeah. right?
Told that nigga that.
Because, bro.
Drop visuals,
what is
nigga?
It? Is it because you in school? Like, what's holding you back?
You gotta drop videos, bro.
That's really what it was. Like, I just didn't have the time. I was hoop, like, I'm a hooper, and I go to school. So, mm-hmm. I ain't really had no time, especially like when the season started. I'm locked into the season. So, it's like, yeah, I'm a rapper on the outside, but, like, that's mm-hmm. not really my life at the time. I'm at school the majority of the time, so I'm hooping the majority of the time. So, I'm like, all right, my schedule is getting up. Basketball practice here, class, woo. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But, like, that's my schedule now.
Bun. That's right. Wait, but are you a hooper or are you a hooper, though?
What do that mean?
Like, you hoop, meaning, like, you know, like, he decent, right? For me, you know.
He's saying, is he a boy?
Like, the 15-man like, scholarship in the pool. Yeah. But are you, like, that nigga when you hoop? Meaning, like, bro, like, is JP coming on the court and putting up 50?
Like, I'm going to put it like this, boss. Like, I ain't going to lie. I was just, you know what I'm saying? I played basketball in high school. Like, yeah, I was decent in high school. But I always, like, I know I'm not finna go to the league for this shit, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. I'm not no naive nigga when it came to this hooping shit. Like, I wasn't no nigga that's like, oh, I'm finna go to college and ball out this year, try to go D1, ball out this year. To like, no, my nigga. I went and played D3 ball. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I got a chance to go to college and play basketball at the same time. So, like, niggas went D1 and thinking about league dreams and overseas and other shit. Because I knew that wasn't where I was going to go. That's like chasing a dumbass dream. So.
But was you at least the man? Was you like, huh?
Y'all bust your ass. My mom was like, I ain't trash.
To be fair, though, I've whooped on about two niggas in this office.
That shit did.
Niggas not, they don't play basketball in here for real, man.
Watch this.
Nah, Frank, stop. We're not even finna go into that.
I'm about to fight you my highlights, right, JP?
We're not doing that. Frank, bro. Fuck off.
Man.
Relax.
Let's see, man.
Relax. Don't pull him up.
Frank will bust that ass, too.
No, you better get me. Not Frank, hell nah, man.
Frank, I got that shit
on my mama.
This Frank, is crazy.
I exclusively leave, man.
He hitting you with that move.
That nigga.
Look.
You're ridiculous. Pulling up your basketball highlights mid-interview is crazy.
Look, watch right now.
What's wrong with this nigga?
Look.
What are you doing?
He's
a bum on the court. A bum.
Man, look at this, man.
No, what the?
He's a bum on the court. Watch.
This nigga, it ain't even playing no more, nigga.
Frank, bro.
Watch.
This nigga a bum on the court.
Now that's decent. Now come on, man. Come on, man.
Get this nigga. He's not interview for that shit.
I'm fade away, though. Come on, bro.
Get that shit away,
bro. Don't ever do that again. That was crazy.
Frank,
fuck it around. What was that?
This nigga said...
He's tripping, bro.
He like, you know, like in the basketball commercials and shit. Like, yeah.
That nigga made that on
commercial.
He made that on accident.
One commercial. Don't do that no more, bro.
He made that on accident.
Don't do that no more, bro.
Now, come on, man.
Not provided.
Wait. Now, listen, that was, in like the YMCA, but I was hooping on niggas, though.
Yeah.
Relax. Man, besides this nigga basketball highlights, bro. So, Frank and JP, bro, how y'all first get into music?
You start with your first, because you way older than me.
Like, got into music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how you first get into it?
Shit, you know, I ain't started music first. I was on the comedy side. Mm. It did, but then when I started the music, I'm like, damn, this shit ass. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And so I'm like, damn, should I keep going or shit?
You
or
said your music was ass, you felt
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, okay. It's like, damn, should I keep going or just stop? Mm. It's just, so I'm like, all right, and let me try to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So I like tried to, so I did some different shit, and then people started tapping in. Mm. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm gonna just stay. I'm gonna be on this side instead of doing the weak shit. Mm. So when I switched it up a little bit, motherfuckers start getting some motion. So I'm like, all right, bet. This is what we gonna do then.
So what made you get into the comedy? Like growing up, was you like a class clown or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how'd you grow up?
I was looking at, I ain't gonna lie, I was watching Vines and shit. Mm-hmm. Before TikTok, nigga, like, nigga, this is TikTok dad, Vine.
Facts.
So, and I was watching DC Young Fly, and his video was like, you know, Vines was like 7 seconds. Oh,
yeah. You had to be funny.
You had to be funny in seven fucking seconds.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? On my mama. You had to, like, you had to come up with some shit for 7 seconds to go viral.
Facts.
So, I'm like, hell yeah. So, DC was a big inspiration. So, hell yeah. So,
okay. Okay.
Turned up like that.
That nigga, no, his videos be funniest.
The facts, right? And listen, like, I could see how he was just like a natural funny dude. Cause again, like, we're big boys, right?
Yeah. Me,
right?
When you fat, you gotta be funny.
So, you gotta be.
Cause niggas is bagging. So if you can't bag back, you just finna. It's over. It's over.
It's over.
You grilled. You cooked.
Grilled is.
The host too, though, right? Like, again, like, y'all are tall, light-skinned niggas, right? So, yeah, so
it's easy.
It's easy for you niggas. It's easy for you niggas. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? Us fat niggas.
Y'all tall, light-skinned niggas.
We gotta be funny.
That's like, you niggas get together and congregate about.
Man, but I'm saying though, like, you gotta be funny, bro. Like for us fat niggas, you gotta
get together and they conjugate.
You gotta be funny.
Tall, light skinned ass niggas.
Man, y'all niggas got it easy. Man, we gotta, you know what I'm saying?
We got shit easy. I had to grind for my shit.
That's and nigga, right. Me too.
How do you was born with, like,
so it was hard growing up being fat in Milwaukee. Man, niggas funny.
For me, nigga, it was hard break growing up. I ain't had no bitches. I don't had no bitches up in school, nigga. Nah, I ain't had listen, no type say, of bitches.
That mother wasn't always fat. That's what you niggas failed to recognize.
Me too.
His ass wasn't always fat. Mm. He was a skinny, dark-skinned nigga with dreads.
But they
and buffies and motherfucking grills.
I was
and
still
shit.
Getting called yeah, fat ass. So I had low self-esteem, nigga. So I was still, you know what I'm saying? I had no, like I said, at the end of the day, fat. I didn't have and no bitches.
Bro, I feel you. Listen, for
so
look
the
at
comedy
me.
Helped you.
It ain't the fat.
So being
shit,
a class clown and being funny helped you get
exactly,
the house.
Yes.
Okay. As you should, though.
Bitches was never like, oh, he fine. They was like, he funny. And when they see you, you know what they be saying. Oh, he can sing, he tall, and he's so handsome.
Eddie, a big dude.
He's retarded, no. Bro.
Yeah, I got
it. Hey, so, Frank, listen.
Yeah. Ask around.
Listen, I kind of understand that, right? Because I started off fine as and like had to
nigga.
Oh man. No Diddy.
That's
no
not Diddy. You. That ain't you.
Man, he be capped. He found that on Instagram. Nigga,
that's my shot, bro. When that nigga said an interview, he said the young niggas love me.
He been pulling up this picture for 3 years. He been pulling up this picture for 3 years talking about, nigga, this was me.
Nigga, that's you, dead ass?
Yes.
That's me. It must have.
He lost. He let himself go.
What the hell you been eating?
Bro, that's me.
Show the camera.
What year? What year? You.
This is 2020.
Oh,
you was already,
man.
That
was COVID.
2020, you was already fat.
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah,
COVID. I've already been big.
That mean, nigga, you let yourself grow as a grown-ass man.
Have to learn to be funny, though. Yeah, facts, right?
This nigga was eating hibachis every day.
He said you still don't got the hoes.
You got the hoes now.
I don't. But, though, I have the queen, though. You feel me?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
What? I kind of have to, right? For me, right? Right? Like, listen, once you get fat, bro, you find the first bad bitch who, you feel me? And who wants you,
and then you
and
just
settle down.
Her. You're crazy.
You know.
JP, how you grew up and how you get into music, bro? And where you from? You from Milwaukee, too?
Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee. All right. Let me take you down. Looking ass nigga. Sorry. let me see. So as a kid, always knew I can sing. Right, but I was a lot more like shy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Both like parents in the home?
Mm-hmm. At first, so, or damn.
Break it down. Let's get to it.
So, my mom's was in a lesbian relationship for the first 7 years of my life.
Hmm.
But they was already together like before. So, like the first 7 years, we're like 6, 7 years, it was me, my mom's, and them, and my
grandma. Or lesbian? The girlfriend.
Lesbian. Dyke.
Okay.
My mama wasn't a dyke.
Okay.
Yeah, so do that, boom. My grandma, shit like that. My dad, I call him my dad now. So my dad, he ended up coming in my life when I was like 7. Then I had my little brother when I was like 10. And my little sister when I was like 14. But the music shit. So I always knew I was a kid that can sing and shit like that. I used to sing in church, things of that nature.
Choir?
Yeah. Okay. I was in the choir at church. And then I ended up, let me see, in 2020, made to make a long story short, 2020, I started getting bored. I started downloading the BandLab app and shit. So I make music on BandLab and just be making shit, putting it out on YouTube. Like,
you was already hip to Frank by this point?
Hell yeah. Everybody, like, if you was a kid, any kid, especially my age, I'm 19, I'll be 20 April
4th. Oh, you're crazy. Damn. Yeah.
You got it. Nigga young. You got
it, bro. You young as God damn.
You got it.
Yeah, I fuck you too.
But hell yeah, so any kid like in my area, if you grew up, if you from Milwaukee, cousin, you grew up and you didn't know who Big Frank was because you're not really from Milwaukee. Like you can't tell me like Big Frank was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta think about like my
You like your hometown hero.
Yeah, damn, like we was in the like at all the middle school parties, nigga, high school parties, proms, nigga, we was banging Frank shit. Cause my mama, Big Frank the man, tell y'all bitch I said that. Big, I got 40 shit. Where the hell? My mama, nigga, bumping the city. I'm talking about, nigga, it's hoes. He got that music like when it come on, cause it's like, damn, you already know you finna get some hoes when this shit come on, cause all the hoes gonna get the twerk in their eyes and all kind of shit. So I was in the school dances, like woo woo. And then shit, my shit ended up going viral my freshman year of college. The first song I had was called Juicy Ass. It started going viral.
Thought that big pop, Juicy Ass, mama. Tell me. Yeah, that's shit, my shit.
Hell yeah, nigga, that shit went viral. And then, like, that's when I got a little glimpse.
How
like,
did that shit feel, going viral? And you was in school.
I was in school, right? So I didn't even realize the capacity in which I was going, like, because I was still in school.
Yeah.
Nigga, I remember I went back for, like, my first show. Any hoes on dick, my nigga. I'm like, damn, because everywhere you go, they just.
Was it overnight? Was the change overnight for you? From school, regular nigga, cool, you from out play ball to now I'm a boy?
Yeah.
Was it overnight, or do you see a difference?
No, it's definitely a difference. Like it's probably a little different now because my shit done went all over the place with this song. But, like, at first, like, it was always like the motherfuckers at school treat me like the was at school, and then when I go on the outskirts and shit, people look at you like, oh, ooh. But like for the longest, like probably like a still year now, they look at me different now, but it's the same.
How your early life was, Frank? How was it growing up in Milwaukee?
Shit, we used to like how it was, like how it is now, it's crazy now, but how the way it was back then, motherfuckers used to dance like crazy. Like it wasn't even like, this was before. Nigga, switches and guns, all right. Type of shit.
Motherfuckers
was on some, you got served. Motherfuckers on some, you got served shit. Like,
and motherfuckers getting crunked.
Getting, like, okay. Battle. Like, motherfuckers, you can't do this. Well, meet me here. Meet me at the park. We can battle. 2012.
Okay.
Like, no bullshit. Okay. Motherfuckers was just dancing. But now, shit.
That's like us with the jerking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, you know what I'm saying? It's wild now.
Wild is a shit. Bro.
We try. That's why, our shit. We trying to bring that good feeling of music back. You know what I'm saying?
Because at the end of the day, bro, you get the hoes on your side.
Cause yeah,
you be straight. Like
you, women and children.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
women and children.
Yeah,
niggas don't buy nothing.
Yeah, bro. I don't.
Niggas don't buy shit. They don't come to shows. They don't buy merch. Women and children.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't make music to please niggas, cause like that shit.
You shouldn't.
Hell yeah, nigga. As soon as my shit come on the club, when his they shit come on geek. The club, all the hoes come to the front.
That's a fact.
That's why all the niggas be trying to be buyers in the club, because they know when our shit come on, that's where all the bitches going to be at.
Effective. Now, listen, though. So, now, Frank, though, so you make, bro, and hard music, right? But, though, they're like this, like, the early Frank, though, was kind of like some gangster shit.
He said it was more his Detroit shit.
Yeah.
But that was more Detroit influence.
That's when I first started.
On.
I didn't really know what the fuck I was doing.
That was the influence.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, then somebody influenced me like, hey, you should try to do your own shit. You know what I'm saying? See how that work out. So I took that advice and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to just be over here then.
Yeah, facts.
So that's what like was your first song to go viral in that frame? Like when I'm switching it up and I'm finna get on some fun shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's your first song?
My first viral song was some fun shit. So what I'm like,
what was it?
The R something, nigga. What the? Oh, no, yeah, like
duh, that's what. What year was that? Smash.
2019.
Okay. That was my freshman year of high school. I'm all the little hoes be in the hallway. Bitch, I got 40 shit. Where the head at? My mama.
Like, so I'm like, damn, I'm finna stay in this lane.
Oh, yeah.
And then but they brought it up again when they said I sounded like I was from Detroit when Backpack came out when I did Backpack and that went global. They was like, this nigga from Michigan.
A lot of people don't know that's you.
Yeah, I know that. That's crazy. Yeah. It's a bitch, bro. That's I was literally like by myself.
Yeah.
I ain't know what the fuck I was doing and shit like that.
You just playing, huh?
I was just bullshitting.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And while I was viral, I wasn't going like OT doing shit. I was just sitting back.
You was already comfortable with the hometown hero shit.
I was comfortable at home. Then I realized, man, hell, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Let me travel real quick and expand my name and expand my face.
That's right.
Yo, how did Backpack like change your life? Because like, was the deals that came from it like
it, that too? It, but then like a lot of famous stars following me type shit. Okay. I got SZA tapped in.
That's fine.
Big Boogie tapped in. Like plenty rappers and shit.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you feel like people thought that you had more than you did when Backpack came out? Like, oh, niggas think I'm rich now. Cause Backpack just dropped. Like, did you experience that one?
Nope, not yet. Nope.
Okay. Oh, you know, sometimes you'll drop a song and motherfuckers get to ask it for shit. Like, oh, you got it now.
Yeah, you got it now.
You good? Like, can I hold something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, that shit, cuz.
No, sure. Yeah. But the listen, I'm an elite pocket watcher.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Yeah.
Listen, because I'm not a get money nigga, so I love to sit down with get money niggas. You feel
right.
me? Now, bruh, how much did you like, you know, and eat off Backpack, man?
How much I got off Backpack?
Yeah, you know, like a meal, you know. If I'm 100,000.
Look at him.
They say like a million.
You hear me? I had fun with it. Like, right. I had
a deal came for sure.
No, this was like solo shit. Like,
oh, okay.
I had fun with it. I had like 30,000.
That's smooth.
From a TikTok song that went viral though. Nah, bro.
Like, that's how you know TikTok.
It went crazy on YouTube as well.
Yeah. But so, it's only it is going crazy on YouTube.
Do you feel like you can hold more?
I feel like I need some motherfucking more.
That part.
That's what I feel like. Mm. But you know, like they don't pay out like that no more.
They sure don't.
Motherfucker need billion to get that type of money. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a billion.
Wait. So after Backpack, like there was no like a production deal. Like it was just you, just
nothing
solo.
Nothing changed.
And what fucked me up in the long run.
Yeah.
They took my whole page down, and I had to start all over.
Instagram,
y'all. They
why?
Took, they took me down because I was cussing and shit, replying to people and cussing at them.
Oh wow!
So when they took me down, that took
the whole motion.
That took the whole motion down, nigga, for a year.
And what year was this?
Shit. Now, I'm just now getting my damn Instagram my back. Just now. But this came back right on time
right
when
on
I
time.
Got a song going. This my yep. song, Eat Her Up. Now,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How did y'all two connect before we get into Eat Her Up?
I've been connected with this nigga before all the shit. So I'm like, nigga,
before Get In Tune or after Get. Right.
Well, hold on. You can say get in tune.
Yeah, man.
What the hell that you know shit. About
what
we you know about that
we
song.
We know what's going on, bro.
That shit. Whoa. Nigga, what? Yeah,
we
y'all
know what's going on.
Get in tune way before get in tune. Okay. What the fuck you know about get in tune?
That's crazy. We so yeah, I'm like, on, this, I'm like,
this
nigga,
nigga tapped
I'm like, nigga, we need to lock
this
in.
Is the Regal Beagle.
All right.
So I'm like, yeah, nigga, we need to lock in. He was like, hell yeah, ooh, shit like that. And then I met that nigga at a Juneteenth, like physically
y'all
met him
at a Juneteenth,
yeah, in our town.
Or independent.
A word?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy, y'all still got shot up, huh?
Shit for it?
Like, man.
I should got shot up, man. I don't ever go to a Juneteenth, man.
You got any place with more than 100 niggas or something.
Going shot up.
Niggas cannot get along, man. Never. No bullshit. That's up.
It's
and
sad,
and they don't even know the meaning behind Juneteenth. They still
fighting. This our Independence Day, and you niggas blowing it.
Man,
what we
really
blowing
it.
Man. What we doing?
They blowing it.
So that's how y'all met. What year was that?
This is like in 2022.
Okay, so
this is in the midst of Backpack going viral and Juicy Ass type shit.
Yo, hey, so listen. So I've been wanting to ask this question up for about like 2 years now, man. How do you scream Big Frank when you're in her?
What? That's bro, what you've been imagining?
How she scream? How she scream or how I scream?
What the fuck?
What's wrong
with this,
man?
Man,
you said I'm getting told to scream.
No Diddy.
Listen,
pause.
Yeah,
no Diddy.
Sorry, pause, no Diddy. But you said that you scream Big Frank when when you are in her.
You did say
that. Oh, that's a lyric.
I'm getting to
it. Okay, because
I was saying, though, she's screaming, but I didn't put the she in it.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Hey, listen, though.
Damn, that motherfucker did say screaming Big Frank when I'm all up in her.
But I'm saying, but, yeah, man, listen, man. I'm not the one that's screaming.
Hey, why he immediately go to, oh, he talking
about he crazy.
You crazy,
bro. Listen, look. And he had a song titled Ass On Me, which I...
Little baby shaking ass.
You were supposed to, like, put, like, she throwing ass on me. But you put ass on me, I'm thinking, yo, you know, the Frank is talking about, you know, and he got to produce.
Hey, stop!
When a nigga say ass on me, it's a crazy title.
This nigga wildin'.
I've never, ever, ever thought that
pause, man.
This is the Regal Beagle.
What is wrong with this nigga, bro?
No, right?
When I put shaking ass on me, but ass on me come on now. Little baby shaking ass on me. He said little baby shaking ass on me. The title though is ass on me. So he was supposed to put shaking. Shaking ass on me? Was he supposed to do that? That should still be worse.
No. Oh, yeah.
It could
exactly.
be.
Motherfucker, you
that's
could
true.
Be.
That's
you
true.
You want everything right. neutered and
Hold
shit.
Hold on,
you
man. You fucking everything. Around.
This nigga want to do shit, Frank. Yeah. He want to be a neuterer.
No. Listen. Frank is a gangster. Frank is a gangster, homie. No, Frank is a gangster. He said, "Only young niggas love me." Frank is really about that position. But Frank, I'm just saying though. When I heard the title, though,
yeah,
I clicked on it with the intention of what is this about? You feel me?
I wouldn't have clicked it if I immediately thinking this nigga dropped a song called "Ass on Me" and you talk about him.
But back to that, I'm scrolling right past that. How do you scream, Big Frank? Nigga, he just said he don't do it.
So listen, I scream Flacco.
What?
Nigger.
Yeah. What?
I'm so lost, man.
I am so lost, man. What is he doing? Flacco, now you're not. I never said my name in the cat ever.
I'm JP. No.
Come on, you can say that. What if I say my name in the song, you say I'm JP.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? But that's still freaky, though. Don't say your name when you fuck it. That's freaky.
That's freaky as hell.
That's freaky, bro.
Or how about this? If the bitty hit her knees and she's doing her job, could you scream, you know, I'm JP?
Why would I do that?
Like, I'm taking top. Oh, JP, I'm JP.
Why did he just do the whole
name? Hell no! What category are we looking at? He said Joe's name. Just know
what
that this is.
This nigga fucking around.
This is crazy. what is he on?
Yeah,
listen here. He on some freak man ass shit, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't know what
this.
Oh, you. Listen here, motherfucker. Know that this nigga right here is fucking around.
He's freaky,
man.
He's mad. Yeah.
No, you can't just keep on answering questions like that.
True. In fact, okay, listen, let's get past
it. He's around.
You know
what
I mean? So, Frank, man, listen.
Say some freak shit.
I heard that before. Yes, listen, no more freak shit. You feel me?
Please.
I humbly apologize to some gangsters. You feel me? Okay. So,
oh, my God. Are you trolling me? What the hell are you talking about? I apologize to some gangsters.
Don't put that motherfucker.
Okay, so sorry. So, Frank, but can you please break down, man? Feel me? Why was Frank once arrested?
Oh, man.
Going to the crime?
Oh, yeah. The nigga up. Hey, yeah, I can talk about it. The case is closed.
Yeah, come on.
The nigga up. So, all that looting shit going on?
Yeah, what happened?
You know what I'm saying?
Yacht 2020. Nigga, weird ass nigga try to break in the crib. Mm. And then I'm like, oh, hell no. And I'm at the lake and shit. They're like, they broke into your grandma's house. They broke into the house. Shit. All right, bet. Here I come. I'm on the way. But one thing I regret is going live about it.
Yeah, on Facebook Live is crazy.
Yeah, I went live about it. That's the lesson learned. But I didn't. I don't regret whooping that ass.
That's you pulled up and he was still there? Tell him the story.
Caught his ass walking.
For the people who didn't see it.
Caught his ass walking.
Shit or something?
Yeah, with the shit.
Okay.
So I'm like, shit, it's go time.
He was a smoker?
I don't know what he was.
Was he black?
He had to be.
Black.
What do you mean, was he a smoker?
He had to be smoked out.
Like crack out?
I don't know. Yeah,
that's what
LA
niggas call like. That's what we call a crackhead. Smoker.
Like,
that a is smoker. Smoker. Oh,
he's a smoker.
Yeah,
he's
a smoker. Not this smoker. He passed. He's a smoker.
We asked him, do they party?
Yeah.
Y'all call him a head or something.
Yeah, y'all call him a head.
Who's calling him a head?
On my mom.
He's a head.
But yeah.
Walking down the street with the ooh-wah.
with the merch
on him.
You put the jacket that said, this is the Regal Beagle.
Yeah, come get a good old burger.
Come get a burger in.
You are retarded.
Get your burgers and fries.
So, what you call a case for that shit?
Yeah. Activated battery.
Okay. We got to do some time, probation. You feel me? Some little shit?
Yeah.
Community service?
Yeah, that shit all over with now.
That's fine. Yeah. You came and went.
Yeah, man.
We don't need to see niggas in jail. That's
Listen. I despise criminals, but that type of crime, I can be all for it. You feel me, man? Right? Listen, man, because if a nigga is playing with your household,
yeah,
you feel me? You gotta do something, right? You feel me?
But hold on, hold that thought. They looked at it as I went to go look for it because y'all know how this shit works.
Yeah, fast.
They say you had to catch them physically in the house.
Yeah.
They say I went out to go look for it. So that's where they gave me the charge. Mm.
Gave him the charge.
Man. Yo, man.
You knew him at this time already?
Yeah.
Well, not personally.
Okay. Did you call the nigga and was like, bro, you out here tripping?
No, I ain't know the nigga yet.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you just knew of him.
Yeah. I knew who the Big Frank, though, is.
Okay. Yo, man.
So, Frank, man. So, listen, man. So, internet right now is mad viral, man. Who's, like, the celebrity that just made you, like, yo, like, bro, like, they doing, like, a dance to my song? Like, I'm starstruck.
Not to the song, but doing a dance.
Yeah.
Chris Brown. We was dancing to his shit.
That's fire.
No,
talking about your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my shit. Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you, though. You got some what?
What's her motherfucking name? Damn. It's a TikTok girl. Her name Kayla.
Oh. Killer Nicole?
Her.
Pause. But you had Kevin Hart doing your shit. You had Kasa not doing your shit.
But
you like sex. Bro.
She famous though.
Bro, Kevin Hart is crazy.
He's hating.
I didn't see Kevin Hart do it. But I did see Kayla not do it. But I'm like, hell yeah, she went.
You a shit starting ass nigga.
Hater.
Nothing but
Kevin Hart
did
it. Look, watch this. Kevin Hart did it.
But look. What really got y'all taking over the internet, nigga, especially you, bro, what made y'all want to do the damn Ethiopian dance, bro? How that shit come about?
Nas,
you know what I'm saying?
Nas your boy, okay.
Yeah, Nas looked like one.
He looked like an Ethiopian.
Then how it all started, we had a motherfucking gas station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, dog, I'm finna dance in front of this Indian dude.
And the crazy part is, the nigga wasn't even Indian. He's Arabic. So you...
Man, that nigga Indian.
That's an Arab, bro.
All right, whatever it is, Arab.
It's Habibi.
I call them sand niggas.
Yeah.
Niggas racist.
Oh, man.
Oh, niggas for the dick.
This shit shut down.
Man.
Damn his ass out of there.
So, yeah. So,
10-4, did you catch that? They finna get your ass out of Dodge, nigga.
Hell, yeah.
You f***ing around.
He was mad as a bitch already. Mm. And then Nas was like, bro, I'm still finna dance in front of him. F*** that nigga. So, he... Smile in front of him. He's so mad. He like, mad as a bitch. We ain't getting no. And so I added my song in there.
Mm.
And then after that, it was up from there.
So you had already made the song.
I made that shit already.
It was out for Eater Up was already out.
Mm-hmm. Eater Up was out for like a month.
Mm-hmm. So it was going cool, but it wasn't like crazy.
Nigga, it wasn't going cool at all. It wasn't doing shit at all. It was just some shit I put out.
Just sitting.
And then when I added that on there, it went with it. Fact. And then Ethiopia, they tapped the fuck in. So I'm like, I bet.
Ethiopia, they be hit.
They hit that shit hard. They hit that shit hard as a bitch.
They hit that shit hard as a bitch.
I need to show them. They need to book me. Get my passport. That shit gonna crack.
That would be, nigga, the footage of that shit is gonna be crazy.
So lit.
Crazy.
Man.
Nah, they do be hitting that shit.
Oh, God.
So that shit start going viral, and it was like, nigga, it's up now.
That's right.
Listen, facts, right?
Ooh, shit.
But now you wait, right? Yeah, no, facts, right? So Uzi Vert like shared like I think Juicy I, right, to his
stories.
Now when you seen that, man, as just a kid, bro, who's just balling, bro, for me, right, like in school, man, how did that make you feel, bro? That Uzi Vert is tapped in.
I ain't gonna lie. I woke up. First of all, I was like down there a little confused because it was on New Year's. It was on New Year's that he did it. So on New Year's, I had a show in Milwaukee. So I drove back, did the show. Then I had to drive back to school the next day.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting to the crib at like 1 something or 2. We had to get up at like 5 to get ready to go to school.
Yeah.
So when I get up at like 5 something, everybody in my, like, they sharing it. Ooh, they're like, oh, yeah, Uzi posted your song. Uzi posted your song. So I'm like, damn. Uzi posting my song type shit. Like, I wasn't really like.
You didn't go
like,
crazy? Oh my God, it was just like, oh, that's cool.
Like, oh, like, yo, Uzi posted my song. Like, no, it was just like, damn. Like,
who would have made you go crazy then?
Who then?
Who would make you go crazy if they post your shit?
You talking about, like, in general? Like, any of my song?
Mm-hmm.
It had to be one of them women. Either, like, Koi or something. Like, if
Koi is hot.
If.
Koi is hot. Look at that. Koi is hot.
You feel me?
No,
you
know, but like,
a low honey bun cheeks.
If Koi LaRae did it, who else? Who's another a female? Probably Ice, Mulatto.
So any fine bitch,
girlfriend,
any fine bitch that make music, post that shit, it's good.
My girlfriend,
damn.
SZA, man, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh God, SZA.
Yeah. They talk.
Hey, see,
I'm trying to.
You a messy ass,
man.
You a messy ass nigga.
I f*** with that nigga.
You a shit starting ass nigga. We gonna go back. The title of the video gonna say, Big Frank talks about relationship with SZA.
Exactly what that bitch is.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was always told that a bitch ain't out your reach if she gives you conversation. You feel me? Right, so again, if she's texting you, or you feel me, or even like just one little DM, nigga, she not out of reach.
It's listen, possible. if y'all he's crazy. Serious, this nigga is shit. He's shit crazy. He's around.
That means don't say hi to a nigga. Don't shit. Wave.
Around.
Don't reply nothing.
DM me, bro. Bitch is up.
Let's see.
It's up.
It's up. No, the hell it
ain't.
It's you.
Shit. No, the hell it ain't. It ain't up. It ain't up.
Wait. Look, right. So,
it ain't
right.
Hilarious.
I looked there, right? Okay, so look. So if y'all looked in like a girl's DMs, right? And a dude is saying, yo, babe, man, like you fine on a daily basis. And every time, and she says, thank you. Thank you. Is that cool, or she's giving too much conversation?
That's cool.
Really?
Too much conversation.
Yeah, too much conversation, bro.
Talking too much.
This nigga tender.
Talking too much. Every day? Bitch say thank you every day?
This nigga tender.
You want your bitch to say thank you every day, Frank?
He said every day.
She probably just not a mean female.
Hell no, don't say that.
Even twice is too much, bro.
Hell no. Don't let him do that. Hell no.
Too much conversation, man.
Too much conversation. Thank you every day.
What?
This
I got
nigga lying too.
The limit is 2.
You feel
this
me?
This is too thankful. Yeah, right?
This nigga lying.
Man.
You can be nice and shit, but you just replying every time a nigga swipe up on that story. Yikes.
Nah, suspect. No.
Yikes.
No, look. So he's saying, man, bro, man, yo, like, Frank, you lying, man. So he's saying, yo, Frank be going for everything. Right?
That's what you said.
Yeah.
You said he lying.
What you mean be going? See,
I didn't say that shit. What I said was, nigga, I said that the nigga be lying. I didn't say that he allowed everything else, motherfucker.
T, hey, this Holy nigga, Word,
man, hey, he trying to turn me against him, but we ain't going. We ain't going. His motherfucking ass, I said that he, you know what I'm saying? He might have lost.
He's running game on Frank, huh?
He go, oh, he go, he go. Game. No,
he can run game on me.
They didn't say that.
True, okay.
Yeah. You going to allow a couple swipe-ups on that.
Yeah, you allow a couple swipes. I ain't say he was going to let the bitch go. Who and Tom, Dick, and Harry? This nigga.
True.
Hey,
listen, man. Listen. I'm an instigator.
I'm an instigator.
I know.
Yeah.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
True. This is what you do, bro.
Yeah. True. But, though, listen, though. But, though, and it's because I watch you niggas every day that I feel like we already homies, man.
No.
I don't know you, nigga.
Talk about getting tuned.
Listen,
this
bro.
This is crazy.
Man, listen,
you going to throw that motherfucking phone. It's going to break.
No, facts. Every time I open my phone, I see this.
No, listen, right. So, look.
I can't get away from this nigga.
Listen,
every time I open my phone, I see this nigga in a locker room.
It's facts. And no homo. Again, no Diddy.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
There you go.
You finna say some freaky shit.
Proceed, nigga. Proceed. Let me hear it.
Come on, man.
Bro. Me and my bitch was on FaceTime, right?
Mm-hmm. Who your bitch?
Wasn't know her, right? So we was...
You said who?
Me and my girl, right? Right? Listen. So we shared our screen and watched this nigga for 2 hours straight just on repeat.
That's crazy.
Just cause the dance is... It's hilarious.
Bro, that's some horny ass shit, bro.
No, no horny shit. No, we're just like laughing and shit.
Bro, you watched me for 2 hours straight with your woman?
Yeah. I've been a video. Hey, come on, man. Listen, me and her watched you, for 2 hours straight, bro. Just on FaceTime. Just dying laughing. Feel me?
Pause, bro. You be losing me sometimes.
What?
You be losing me sometimes.
Man, your vernacular is throwing me out of bounds.
No, listen. She's a big fan of the song and the dance. You feel me? So we're just, you know. His bitch a fan, gang. Is that Diddy shit?
His bitch a fan, gang.
Is that Diddy?
Now, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Yeah. You know how we just had the whole little shindig about the like every single day?
Yeah.
And the comment back to thank you?
Yes. She enjoyed you too much. Oh, okay. True. Maybe she is tripping.
Get a close thing on that.
I think.
Maybe she tripping.
I think you got the wrong motherfucking
girlfriend.
No, not girlfriend, but you putting the wrong expectations on the wrong motherfuckers. You worried about us.
Yeah.
Letting our female do what we do. Yeah.
But it's a song, though,
it's
right?
Also
watching a nigga with a bitch for 2 hours is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. You watch
on Instagram?
Not 30 minutes. Not 14.
Yeah,
not
2 hours. Next time we'll give her
you know how much shit I can learn about a motherfucker if I watch her for 2 hours straight?
Facts.
No, truth.
You learn all kind of shit.
No, true.
Yeah, you done lost it, bro.
No, listen, because listen.
If you're million
listen, right?
Me,
it got so bad, right? Yo, she would like say, yo, look, bro, like he's getting like 10K followers a day. Like she kept up like
she watching you, my boy.
With no, that's not.
She's intrigued.
Oh,
no,
she kept around. Up.
She watching you, my boy.
No, listen.
This is crazy.
No, listen.
You gonna go home and
make
tell
sure
her.
Y'all clean this block.
Well,
I just
did an interview with JP, baby. She, like,
she
oh
was crazy.
Oh, he finna call as soon as he does.
Call her right now.
Let's see, should we?
FaceTimer, right?
FaceTimer.
Oh,
nah.
Not call FaceTime.
Call her. Hell no. Hey, call
and
her.
Just give me the phone.
No, hell, she ain't back
give
to me, man.
Give the phone to me. You might let me get that phone back, my boy.
And she's at like work right now, I think. Oh, yeah.
No, nigga, fuck. Oh, yeah, dog. She ain't at work.
Yo, hey, listen, mamas, listen. Don't embarrass me. We are on the podcast, you feel me? And I'm with the person that we watch on a nightly basis. I'm JP.
Let me see the phone.
Hey, no. Bye, mama.
That's crazy. That's wild.
What the fuck was that?
That's wild.
Mom,
bro.
I'm about to fan out on camera, nigga. Out of your mind.
He know exactly what she finna do.
She been finna, hell nah, man.
Nigga, you
this
fucking around.
Finna go.
I ain't
never
seen no shit like
he hung up fast as a bitch.
He didn't let her speak.
That nigga's like, all right.
But she texting you right now. Why you ain't good?
Yeah.
If your bitch look too long,
told that she took, nigga. I got cash in the bitch with a book, nigga. Young nigga vet, I ain't never been her motetter. I got 20 at the door for you, little baby. You know I'm making me move.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. No, she, you didn't.
Oh, yes, sir.
She.
That's no call back, bitch.
Just call her back. Bro, just call her back and move her away from the mic.
No, hell no, man.
Call her back and move her back to the mic, bro.
No way. We just got this exclusive from Flacco girlfriend.
Come on, man. Just call her back, bro.
He muted it. He turned the volume down. He said, don't embarrass me. You shouldn't even call her. You shouldn't even call her. Frank,
come on,
bro.
Man.
Frank, bro. What's going on?
Nigga, you finna get highlighted.
Oh, yes, sir.
Listen.
Listen.
She enjoys the music.
Right.
Uh-huh.
She kept up. Listen, because I'll be
like
real,
watching
right?
this nigga in the shorts in the locker room.
Oh, man.
Mm?
2 hours. What else on
2 hours.
Instagram, nigga?
Shirt off.
What are you talking about?
Ah, that's what I'm doing, man. Popping this
motherfucker.
2 hours.
No, Diddy.
Why you
didn't that nigga say he popping that shit? No, Diddy.
It was crazy, though, right? So look, she pissed me off, right? Because we were on Instagram, right? For me, right?
Yeah.
And she said, no, like, there's more videos and on TikTok. But it was the same videos that we watched, feel me? And on Instagram. Right, from
yeah, bro.
I mean, she,
yeah,
she
needed more, and you didn't.
You weren't trying to show her more.
She needed
she's
more.
A fan of the music, man. I mean, she loves the music.
Did she follow me?
Yeah, she does follow you, I think.
What's her name?
Make sure you follow her back,
chill, man.
I'm not gonna follow her back.
I'm listening, man.
Do you sleep with Glocks, man?
What, the, bro?
Glocks. It's Flair Wolf.
Bro, he really knows those shit. This nigga
hunted
in.
Fact.
This nigga said Flair Wolf.
No,
bro, that's a fool. He gonna cut up in that
that's
track.
How you feeling about your new shit, Flair Wolf, bro?
No. Before that, though, Frank.
This is the real deal.
Are you a cap rapper? Do you cap in your raps? So Frank really sleeps with them Glocks on him. And is it all legal? You know, do you have like your, you know, show me your, you
no,
know,
stop
like your shit?
Stop answering this nigga's question, bro.
Stop. No, nigga.
What?
No. Oh do God. No.
What?
You got the next Glocks? Motherfucking question, man?
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to let you my brother out.
Yeah, nigga. I said, no, we need you free, nigga. Don't answer
what
none of this
shit. This nigga talk about it, he just answered it. Yes.
No,
the you don't sleep with no motherfucking Glocks, boy.
That I'm just saying, it could be props. Should I sleep with a prop?
He sleep with a prop. He got the lyrics wrong.
I sleep with a prop.
He don't sleep with shit.
That's the real version. Yeah. Should I sleep with a prop?
That wasn't no props, man. I heard Glocks.
No, props, nigga.
I don't give a fuck what he heard. The nigga heard wrong.
This nigga tripping.
Next question.
Hey, bro. All right, okay.
Nah, look,
go ahead, man.
What?
Frank,
bro.
Listen, man. I have
Vlad as a motherfucker, man.
Facts. I was disappointed.
What you mean true? What you mean true?
That's crazy.
Listen.
Stop saying true.
Listen,
it's facts. He can't lie to you.
No, listen. It's true that I'm being a sucker right now. Right? Feel me?
Being a sucker.
We have two young black men who are doing the things.
Facts,
man.
And you out here trying to play.
I should not ask the police questions.
You're right for me.
Don't shake that nigga. Hey,
come on, man.
I'm not playing.
He trying to send you low. Oh man, River.
Facts.
Ooh,
but okay. So here's something else, right? That I've been wanting like to ask you, right?
Yeah.
So you made a remix to Period I Period Poo, right? Was sampled it. Right?
I remember you saying something about it like before it was super viral. He was like, "It's this white bitch." You feel me? She did like some Period I Period. And I'm gonna sample that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing you a video saying that. Yeah. She wasn't even viral yet. He was early.
Facts. Now, so here's my question, right? Because we then like so her career kind of ended. Like
she came and went.
Yeah.
After we seen that she was sucking that mean.
Wait, what?
And on like IG Live.
I didn't see that.
What? Oh my gosh. Bitch went live and said, oh, it's too big. Oh.
Pull that shit up. Pull that shit up. It's crazy.
How did I do the next
next scene.
I didn't know.
Put it on the next scene.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Pull that shit up right now. Find it on Twitter.
Nothing about that, bro. I just thought the bitches wasn't good.
But I'm saying she ain't got no mouth for.
Exactly. I'm trying to see what the fuck going on.
I don't know. I'm saying
she was like, "Beer, yeah, beer, shit, I heard."
That bitch is going crazy.
No Diddy.
But you know he went and got that. What's the dude name that they say that shit that brought that shit out?
He rapped. Forgot his name.
From Baltimore. Well, but shout out to him. He know what I'm talking about.
Facts.
But the nigga, you know, he went down there. He got that shit like padded.
Like, fast. He should have.
He got
it.
He got that.
And he
shit
got the merch too.
On my mama.
Frank, bro, what made you want to cut your dreads, bro?
Man, just wanted to cut them.
Man,
just wanted to cut the motherfucker.
Work? You was over that shit?
Yeah.
How long you was growing your dreads?
Shit, for like 15 years.
You wasn't attached to them bitches? You know, motherfuckers be attached to their hair.
I'm putting them back on. I don't know. Shit. Not right now, though.
You still got them?
Yeah.
Nigga, I was 5 years old, 15 years. I was 15 years ago.
But that's the same.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
4 years? Nah, true, though. Right? Because what? Like, you was what? Like 20?
You gotta think about that,
fuck.
Right, it's crazy,
bro. You gotta think about that, bro. I was four.
That's wild.
Man, I ain't that old, dread. Nigga.
Nigga.
When you started your dreads, I was
man.
This is crazy.
That shit crazy.
I ain't 30 yet.
Nigga, bro.
A word? You ain't feeling no type of way about cutting them off? You was just like, fuck it.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna let them go.
Good deal.
That's right.
And wait. What though? And how old are you right now? 20 what?
27.
How old are you right now?
He said that shit like this nigga ain't. He just hella young. That's what that is. I'm 26, bro.
Yeah, man.
You just hella young. What you born, 2003?
Four,
nigga.
That's my brother,
man.
Who was playing NBA Live 2005? This nigga was born. What's going on?
This nigga was born.
That's crazy. Serious.
This nigga was born.
He young as a motherfucker.
Wait, no, like, was that like 06 that like Dwayne Wade was on the cover?
Uh-huh. Yeah, on the cover.
05 was Carmelo.
Yeah, my Carmelo. Yeah, Carmelo. Yeah,
04, I think, was Jason Kidd.
I think so, right?
That was 03. 03 was Jason Kidd.
Yeah. No,
you're too old, bro.
Are you talking about Live or are you talking about
Live.
2K?
Live. Oh. 2K didn't get 2K good until like 11.
Too. Yeah, 2K, yeah. Allen Iverson was on that motherfucker.
It was crazy. Yeah, Iverson was on 2K1.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga had 2K1 for sure. That's crazy. Niggas wasn't even born yet. We was already, we already had a rocket. You was late. That's crazy.
Man. Yo. No. Man, yeah, bro, yeah, listen, even like, listen,
bro,
like,
dude, this nigga, bro, man, bro, yeah, bro,
I thought NBA Live in like 06. I feel like that's where
that
like,
was gold,
and that's where like I started, like, I guess gaming, and that was like the PS2.
You bucket, man,
bro. I'm trying to link.
That's crazy. Right? Did you find it? He ain't find it.
No, Look though. No, look. It's mad like video. No. So look, there's mad like tweets about it, but I
this
can't
wild,
find the actual video. See, look, there's mad about it.
You tripping.
So look. So why did I just open it up this app to Brit Baby? So Brit Barbie sucking. You feel me? Yeah, man.
That's wild, bro. Shout out to Brit Barbie. Don't suck no more dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, does being like a comedian and hurt the rap career?
Like, you say hurt?
Hurt, you heard it.
Hell no.
Nah.
Or it helped
it. It helped it, boosted.
Right? Hey, right? Because like, there like, was a time, especially in rap, like, where, like the rappers couldn't, you know, like, be podcasters, couldn't speak,
couldn't do nothing.
Feel me, right?
Like, you just had to be a street nigga and kill people.
Right.
What you.
And now, that's why we different, though.
Because
we show you that you ain't got to do that shit.
Yeah.
You know how it is, boss.
But Frank still kill people though, pause.
No.
See, nigga.
You can't never just
cut that bullshit.
You can't never
this
just
nigga
let
bullshit.
It slide. You gotta act like you don't hear. That's what I gotta just act like you
just
don't
be trying to slip it in there, nigga.
Yeah.
You ain't slick.
Pause, no Diddy.
True. Look, Charles.
No, that was crazy. Just try to slip it in there.
Right. Look, right. So look. Let's talk about the hating ass, hoe ass niggas or bitches, right? Who, when you started winning, the first thing them hoe-ass niggas did was they dug up some old videos.
Yeah.
Now, hey, I'll be real, though. I understand, my nigga. Hey, listen.
Why he owe
if there's
like
money
that
on the table, I'm cracking.
Why he owe you?
Let me bring this shit up.
Hey, listen,
Frank,
man.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
I'm certified backgammon, nigga.
Listen.
Let me bring this up.
Let me bring this up right now.
My nigga, I'm about back at him, man.
No, why the fuck I just take your hand? No.
Shake his motherfucking hand.
Look, this is not what you think it is.
Okay.
So look,
Okay.
Shout out to Jason Lee, man, for even bringing me up on the little topic thing, too, though. But look, okay. he got the facts wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. So he thought at the end when I said, when I was like, when I say, I was like, money good because I'm cracking shit. Yeah. I didn't mean if the money's good. Like, I think he said, what did he say? He said, gay for pay. That shit.
Yeah.
You stepping on my shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, bro.
He was like, so is he gay for pay?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, did
you
dirty?
No, that's not what the situation was.
Okay.
What I was saying is, money good. That's the saying I always say, like, money good.
Yeah.
So, like, my money is good type shit.
So, explain the situation, though.
So, look.
For people who have no clue what you're talking about.
So he was a young rising star.
I'll explain it, nigga. This is my story.
Yeah,
so look.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah, so look, check it out. So about like 4 or 5 years ago, I had relations with a young man, right?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No Diddy.
No, nigga. This shit ain't no motherfucking joke. This shit is real. Anyways, so it was about like 4 or 5 years ago, right? So everybody knew, at least like all my niggas and shit, like they all knew, like, but nobody getting no fuckers, like, who the fuck gonna do something to me?
Yeah.
And I was still putting a bit. Everybody was like, so the pictures and shit, they been around type shit. But like, as soon as my shit started going viral, and I got a name, somebody else, a little shorty leaked them. So I wouldn't even trip it up, cause like I said, I ain't really getting up for it. Happened just in time, cause look, what happened was, the bitch get the leak, so I get the notified, you know what I'm saying, that she leaked this shit, boom. So I comment on her shit, like, all laughing emojis, like, I'm laughing, like, I don't get the fuck, like, woo-woo.
Yeah.
And then, like, 30 minutes later, the snippet to the Bad Bitty music video dropped.
Yeah.
So it was like, the shit, you know what I'm saying, the shit happened, like, right at the perfect time.
Yeah.
So then, like everybody started going viral, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody started posting shit, you know, shit like that.
Nigga, I ain't know nothing about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
hell no, they're so not.
Like everybody,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody doing this shit back, yeah. Right? And they like, all right, woo woo. And then everybody going far, they sharing it and shit. Now I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Yeah.
But they had the facts wrong. So they, you know what I'm saying? I'm a transparent nigga.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what anybody got to say. So they had the facts wrong. They thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
God damn it, it went the other way around. So I had to go. And I had to
what
tell
does he
them.
Mean by that?
And he's doing the cracker.
What is he
doing?
What does he mean by that?
I'm gonna tell you. Because ain't no bitch ass nigga ever cracked my nigga JP. Never.
So he cracked the nigga.
He doing a real nigga shit. He doing the cracker.
Also,
hey, boy, you horny than the bitch. Yeah, boy, look, I tell you, this is crazy.
You's a horny motherfucker. Nah, facts.
A horny motherfucker, you hear me?
This is crazy.
Look, the JP, right? So look, though.
Come on, man.
You also said, though, I don't like niggas. I just cracked that nigga. So what does that mean?
You heard it, nigga?
So you were gay for a moment. No, hold on, young nigga. Look, I'm gonna explain it to you. I'm gonna break it down.
So check it out, right?
Yeah.
You call it what you want to. I quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
In my head,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you got everybody else, they live by certain principles, codes, and morals, and ethics, and you know what I'm saying, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn. So the same way in my head, the same way you make a decision to do something, I made a decision to do something.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I didn't give a damn about it. Now, all the extra, you know what I'm saying, extracurricular shit that come with it, that's
shit.
Not really me. True. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just cracked.
Did do anyone, but like, I'm saying, I done f***ed plenty of bitches.
Hey, listen.
If anything, nigga, my shit went to the motherfucking roof when all this shit came out. So, like, that's really what you're... You know.
No, and also, too, bro, listen,
shit
bro.
Shit flew.
Right? Like, too, right? So look, again, also, too, if you, like, close one eye, bro, like, the nigga look like a slim, thick, light-skinned bitch, you feel me?
Pause. Bro, what the fuck is you talking?
Man, no, nigga. Bro, you f***ed him, though.
Huh? What?
No, he knew it.
Yeah.
He's not so saying he's
telling you what he
I'm
did.
Saying, yeah. No, I'm saying, if you close one eye,
where did he come from?
This nigga
fucking around.
I tossed him a light skin bitch, man. Feel me? Like, you don't like it? You feel me?
He is not booked. He is not scheduled here.
I'm your brother, so I'm here.
Fuck this nigga is crazy.
Can I ask one question?
Come on,
listen. Listen, man. All right, so you made a decision, right?
Yeah.
So when you made that decision, did you like your experience? Would you do it again?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy.
That was a great question.
What?
Crazy.
The pussy was hitting.
Friend, what?
Right. Oh my God, bro.
You said the what?
No, he just said the pussy was hitting.
The pussy was
I didn't say that.
But
I didn't say that, nigga.
It was implied, though.
You said that.
It was implied.
Nigga, you said that. You horny motherfucker. You said
what?
That.
What is going on in this bitch? Make sure y'all zoom in on Frank, bro. What is going on in this bitch? Listen,
this nigga the real one.
This is crazy.
Look
though. So here's how I can tell Bussy was hitting, right?
No, bro. Stop saying that, bro.
Stop saying that. Oh, sorry. So here's how I can tell that it was great, right?
Bro, stop saying that.
Okay, I'm a little nigga. What do I say? How can I tell? Help me out, OG. Help me out, OG.
You say,
help me out,
you
OG.
Say yeah. What I say.
Okay,
OG
gonna help you right now.
It was a good experience. Is that better?
You a hornball.
Right? All right, so look. So here's how I can tell that
How can you tell?
A good experience, right? Bro, the dude, listen, the dude, man, was on the lap comfortable, man. Listen, trust me, bro. I've hugged one of my bitches like that before. Feel me? I love you, bitch. You feel me?
I hugged one of my bitches like that before. It's crazy.
Is that how you hugged the one that called her? You won't let her talk to me?
Oh, my
Listen,
God.
I'm terrified of you, my nigga. Feel me?
No, look, call her.
You
back.
Can sing, dance, you tall, you light skinned, man. The whole. Hey, y'all calm down. No.
No, look. Look, call the one that you just said that you called her. You ain't let her talk to me.
No, you didn't know what she was going to say. Question though, right?
This is crazy.
No, man. Now, okay. So you get hoes though, right? So like, have that ever gotten in a way of some hoes fucking with you?
No. Do you consider that bisexual or you're not? You be like, nigga, I ain't.
I mean, like, I guess. I don't really get enough like that. I don't get
to enough. To be putting titles on it.
Yeah, I don't get enough. But like, everybody else say what they say. Like, it's motherfuckers just flat out just be like, bro, you gay, cuz. I'm like, all right. You got the motherfuckers be like, oh yeah, you bisexual. Be like, all right. You got the motherfuckers be like, all the other shit. Like, I don't get enough, bro.
See, bro. So look, right,
they gonna think what they gonna think. Yeah. Think anyway.
So here's why I don't want to say like bisexual, right? Because we give females like a huge window of like of kissing a girl, right?
Yeah.
Fucking with women, and they say nah, bro. They're like, I'm not gay. I'm not bi. I just experimented, you feel me? Right? So if bro, you know, like crack from, you know, from here and there, you feel me? Right? You know,
crack
and he devil.
Then
how's that being gay bisexual? You feel me?
Like, listen, bro. Yeah. Like I said, bro, I don't really get into it like that much. Like, you know what I'm saying? It don't really matter that much. Everybody else, like whoever decided to talk about the situation.
Yeah, of course.
Those would be the people that are like, put this shit in perspective. But like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about that. Anybody that know me know I don't care, and they don't give a fuck.
So now, though, now the hoes who leaked that shit, did your homegirls whoop their ass?
The bitch in jail.
I told them not to, bro. Like,
why?
Like I said, when that happened, because, bro, I wasn't tripping. Like, you got to think about it. Yeah. Like, this is new to the world. This is new to everybody else.
Yeah.
This was 5 years ago for me.
Of course.
Like, no, like that never hindered me from making any type of decisions. Like, and it's not a thing. Like, everybody be like, oh, yeah, he came out. I didn't come out to shit.
Yeah,
like, everybody that knew me already knew this. Y'all just didn't know that shit, cause, you know what I'm saying? But, like, even with the shorties, like, I wasn't tripping, bro. Like, when that shit happened, I text her. I put all laughing emojis under that shit. You know what she told me? She said, I still throw my ass back on you in the club. On my mom. But that's what the bitch told me, bro.
Yeah.
The same bitch that posted the shit, bro. And my,
the hating ass bitch trying to end you, though, man.
She tried, but it didn't work. I just took the shit, bro, and I flipped it. And I wouldn't even say I flipped it to work in my good. That's just how the shit happened. Like, when the shit dropped,
everybody, like the majority of the hoes, really female, they was like, bro, y'all weird. Don't nobody get no fuck. I still love them. I still love. Like, sure. I didn't get up there and tell nobody. I didn't get nobody no stricken from, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I didn't say, like, no, bro. I laughed at her. I said, you good. Like, bro, you good. I don't get no fuck. And it was motherfucking, she was going live again, talking about, like, I'm scared. I'm scared because motherfuckers must have been telling their shit.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
I said, bro, don't do shit to her, bro. She, like, fuck it, bro.
Put that bitch in jail for, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch in jail.
She gone?
But I
don't know.
We just seen her. We just seen her mug shot.
Look at God.
Cooked in book.
You know what I'm saying? That's
look at God.
Crazy. That's wrong.
Now you would have called the police on the
bitch. Look at God right there, man. Feel
you would have called the police.
You
on
evil, spiteful bitch. You yeah. try to end a nigga career.
Yeah.
And now your shit in jail.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's why I say, bro. Like, bro, it take a different type of nigga to walk. To walk the narrow path like I well, like, I don't give a fuck about what nobody say, bro. So I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck about what nobody got to say about shit, bro. And I don't, and it ain't on no tough shit, it ain't on no hard shit. Like, bro, I just don't care, bro. Like, you can't get mad at a nigga or try to downplay a nigga that don't get no fuck, bro. That's like you talking to, you keep on telling bro, like, oh, you don't get no bitches, you don't get a jumping.
Yeah.
And he just keep getting bitches and just not saying nothing. You like, all right, bro, I know I don't get no bitches. You gonna keep on telling the same. You gonna look like a lame steady trying to tell a nigga that he don't get no bitches. That's telling you he don't get bitches.
Of course.
Like you can't, like, bro, I don't get no fuck, bro.
Man, so now also too, brother. So how did you crack the algorithm, man? Because so
this man right here.
Right. So now listen, cause people, so folks like myself, I'm quick to run to industry plan once I see that the wave is just too massive, like fast. I'm like, whoa. But though we actually seen though, like the first video. To the last video, you feel me, right? So, and that's how I'm comfortable saying you are not an industry player because we can see the growth. So how did you do it, man?
I did it because of him. So look, check it out. So before I even made Bad Bitty, he started going crazy with Eat Her Up. So this all started from Big Frank. For all the people that's watching, it started from him. So he started going viral. And when he started going viral, I had took a hold on making music, and I was like, damn, I need to start making some more music, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Bad Bitty was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, right?
Nah, I made Bad Bitty.
This year?
I dropped Bad Bitty February 9th of this year.
Yeah, fact.
But his,
I mean, Juicy Ass, my bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Juicy Ass was like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
There we go.
So he was like, I was like, man, I need to start making some more music type shit. So the first song that I made after being in that stage of like, I need to make some more music was Bad Bitty. And I made it, I sent it to him, and what he was, like, everybody was going crazy to his shit on Instagram, so I was just making videos to Eat Her Up on Instagram.
Of course.
And they started going crazy, people started liking my shit, and I started gaining followers. So what happened was, while I was promoting Eat Her Up, I just slipped Bad Bitty in there, like, started promoting that. And I was just going back and forth between Eat Her Up and Bad Bitty, Eat Her Up and Bad Bitty, and then Bad Bitty ended up catching. Yeah. So I just started, like, promoting Bad Bitty, and she took, like, songs like that. Like, I just started promoting them songs. And then that shit started going viral, bro. Like, all type of artists started doing it. Wiz Khalifa did it. Chris Brown did it twice.
Yeah.
All kind of females and influence, like, you know what I'm saying, influencers.
And that dance, though, was the dance, though, like, how did you even come up, like, with the dance?
So that's something that I always do. Like, that's not something I came up with. I always do that type shit. Like, if I'm in the club, like, if I'm in the club and the song come on, I always go like this. Like, I just be in the club like this. And they know that. So it that's not like something I made up. Like whenever I hear some music that sounds good, I bop my head like that. So I just end up doing it on the video on accident, just doing it on the video. And then somebody was like in the comments like, oh yeah, the head bop is contagious. So I just took the head bop and ran with it and just started enhancing it when I started doing videos. So you know it just started going viral and shit.
So what's next for y'all, bro? Like, what y'all gonna end up doing some music together? We're like, I already know y'all got shit together, but like, you feel me? What y'all got next, man? What's next for Frank and what's next for JP, bro?
Shit, we're gonna keep dropping on their ass and keep elevating shit. That's the only thing to do. And just a lot of shit going on.
Wait,
what's the thing as far as you personally?
Yeah.
Like you personally.
Me personally,
like
what?
Like what you going
for? Oh, got going on? Oh, yeah. Got some albums coming out, you know, more videos.
You dropped two last year.
You drop more.
That part.
Damn.
Drop more.
In fact, okay.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You got some tapes coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, okay, so like, and here's something though that I do want to ask, right? Now, when you see like the celebrities now, they're showing mad love, right?
Yeah.
There's like a positive and a negative to that as well. So here's the negative, right? The negative is we know in this industry, niggas is thieves. They steal sounds, they jack flows, and they would take your shit, run with it, and never credit you, right? So now you have a really, like, y'all both, right, have, like, real, like, unique sounds. Now,
are you ever afraid, like, yo, bro, like, I have to get cracking, like, fast? Because, like, because these niggas is now paying attention. And, again, it only takes a Chris Brown or somebody to go in that stew and sound like JP. Now, your like, entire sound now is now his sound. You feel me? So, like, are you guys, like, afraid of that?
Nah, because fans don't play that shit. Mm. They gonna get on that ass if they feel like they sound like me or him.
No, true. But we see some instances, though, right? Like, yeah, we're like...
He didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like, hey, you feel me, right?
Oh, shit.
Right? So, Blueface, right, was, like, his mentor... No, sorry, his, like, mentee, right, who would come... You feel me? The crew, feel me? And see him record, and then allegedly Blueface was inspired, and now Blueface sound a rap, and he right, and like he got lost for me in the shuffle.
I ain't say it.
Blueface, you fucking around.
He said it. I ain't say it.
Nah, hell, hey.
Look, but if you from here, you know that though.
Yeah,
if you from here and if you hit, you know that. You know.
Oh my God.
They'll be like, nigga, hometown hero. Me and you real like hometown hero, nigga, been doing shit in the city for a long ass time.
We both cut that.
Nigga, he fucking around. Nigga, he fucking around. For my boy, you did this shit. You fucking around.
We both cut up. God damn it.
Fucking around.
Hey, now we finna be beefing.
Not because
they were like
when people know. Yeah. When people know, but like when you go global with some shit, everybody don't know.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody don't be hip.
Motherfuckers
around be regional, but everybody don't be hip. So what he mean is like, man, if somebody nationally come take your shit, like are you scared of that?
What? Yeah. I kind of get
you.
Yeah,
get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, on a big ass level, like, cause what can you do?
Shit.
you get what I'm saying?
Your sound right now is going crazy, that's, and y'all know, bro. Ew, listen. Again, like Chris Brown or Drake. Boy, if Drake says, and
this,
Benny hit her knee, well, guess what? I'm Drizzy Dree. I'm telling you, man. Hey, nigga, bro, JP.
Nigga, right? Come with another, like, highlight bling with your shit. You out of here.
Boy.
You cooked.
It's over.
You gonna get some lawyers and shit. Man. It's bad.
Right?
It's bad.
I feel like he gonna show love, though.
Well, XXX, though, right?
He thinking about it and shit. Like, right? Fuck,
bro,
what
I
we
got? But that's gonna be good for us, bro, because he gonna put us on.
It'll bring more shine to you, yeah. But then you always gonna be like, oh, that's the fake Wooty Whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fake Wooty Whoop.
You gonna say, oh, bro, like, why you biting Drake sound?
Nigga be like, what?
Yeah,
this was me. This was me.
I tell you,
he
man.
See it. He
nigga,
seen it.
Nigga. Yeah, they ain't lying. Because listen. Let me tell you, listen, nigga. Nigga, somebody said, I tried to sound like you.
Facts.
Like, what are we doing now?
Like, come on now.
What are we doing now? I'm with
you. Wait, no, that would be the equivalent. That would be the equivalent, bro. That would be the complete opposite. They saying that you gonna use my sound and try to sound like me.
No, that is because it's, he been out first. You knew her.
But I didn't use
his
sound.
You connected with him. I know they not. Like, just saying that you got it from him. Like, but he been out longer. And this exactly. Be like, this nigga sound like him. And be like, what?
I have a wave right now, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was rapping first. How can I sound like him?
No, but look, though. When we talk, yeah, he was rapping first. But when it comes to sound, I don't sound
that's
like
not
him.
What we saying.
No,
that's
not what we saying. Wait, no, but y'all all kind of, like, have, like, the same type of, like, just sonically, like... It's a real similar sound, right? Like the Milwaukee dance wave, you feel me?
Yeah. You mean the beats?
Yeah, you feel me?
Certain
yeah.
Shit, like, right? Not how y'all rap, cause I don't sound anything like sound as far as your voices. He mean, yeah. He mean the production, you feel me? Yeah. The dance aspect around it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and to the outside world, niggas be like, oh, they sound alike, but motherfuckers here be like, how? Nigga, we got, because you know, you from there,
right.
And you like, nah, we sound completely different. You gotta be from there to realize that, you know?
Yeah.
When you from the outside looking in, it's like, that just sound like them over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what he mean by that, because I get exactly what you're saying. Like, give me not sound like him.
Yeah.
You feel me? I be rapping first, and we don't sound nothing like that.
Oh, what though?
Type shit, you know?
So, yeah.
You feel me? That's just what he mean by, is niggas afraid of that shit?
Or, now listen though, right? So here, but like this one nigga though, and who tried to do it, but it didn't work out. It was when Lil Yachty tried to jack the Detroit Wave. You feel me?
That shit worked.
It was barking.
That shit worked.
They called it out, they said, no, nigga, like, you selling Detroit,
they called it out,
nigga.
But it
they brought Yachty, though.
They brought Yachty. Yeah. Like, they showed type love. Shit. And they showed love to Yachty. Like,
it worked.
Because he put the Flint niggas on damn near type shit. Like, Rio and RMC, my dad already been going crazy.
Yeah.
But that's like damn near was they stamp when he came there and he made... all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It helped a lot.
Hell sure, yeah.
It helped,
a lot,
but it helped more so for nigga the Flint niggas than it did anything for Yachty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yachty just wanted to go with this because he did the same shit with me. He on my remix to Where Your Safe At. You feel me? He likes some shit. Mm-hmm. He gonna tap in, do some shit with you. You feel me? If it's new and it's cracking, he gonna fuck with it. You feel me? So that's why I say it definitely worked. But of course, people gonna call it out when you working with these niggas. It would be different if he just ran off with that shit, didn't put niggas on songs, didn't help niggas. Now you doing too much. But when you put niggas on songs, help them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's an exchange for an exchange. I think that's fair exchange.
Yeah.
You know,
y'all
help me, you feel me? Y'all come fuck with my sound, we get hip, and then nigga, you bring some more eyes to it.
Hell yeah.
I think that's an equal exchange.
Shit, hey, listen, bro. I better not ever become like a big rapper, bro. Cause, bro, I'm jacking every nigga shit.
You tripping.
Boy.
You tripping.
What?
You tripping.
Bro, why? Listen. Wait. Right. So listen.
So you saying if you ever get to a Drake level, you smelling niggas like Frank and JP shit.
If I'm Drake, and I tap into like him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like,
you
if he was young,
you make a highlight thing too.
And I hear, but guess what? I'm JP. I said, well, hold on, nigga. You feel me? Wait, pause, bro. Like, and he only has 100,000 followers?
How niggas think.
Right? Oh, shit. Okay.
This is exactly how niggas think.
This is my shit.
He's not the only person who thinks like this. Niggas do it.
Bro,
niggas do it.
Bro, listen, though. Now, listen, YouTubers do that too, though.
But I feel like it'd be real hard to copy his sound.
Now, yeah, feel me? Because that shit.
It'd be not even that, his voice. Like, you, nigga, no. If you copying that shit stands out. Like,
not X.
Don't nobody sound like
it. Not X. Remember, what was the song again, bro? It's just like, bro, like, it's like X and Drake.
When I'm talking about, I'm saying him specifically.
Sure, but the X voice was like unique as well, feel me, right? But guess what, though? And
they called him out for it.
Like the fans low key though.
Beef with Drake about that. Y'all don't know about the X and Drake beef.
Yeah, but the fans called him out.
It was a beef,
and it's cause like X became big though, right? If you like a dude, right, like who just had that one sound and don't pop off later, well, like you lose that shit to Drake. You feel me? Like X actually popped off, you know.
I don't think Frank and JP got that to worry about, bro. I think they good.
You sure?
I think they good.
Because, bro, listen, bro, listen.
You take JP shit. Bro, your voice is distinctive. Who sound like you? Nothing sound like that shit. Don't nothing sound like that shit, bro.
Yeah. Yo, listen. You're like, let me see. It's called like From the Block, right? Like, you film that where?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So I thought that those were like the projects of Milwaukee. No?
Nigga, no. Everybody that did From the Block was on that
low
particular part.
No,
Atlanta.
He thought you was on the low end doing the From the Block.
His shit like is somewhere different, you feel me? Like he from his like and
he was in Austin, he was in Texas when he filmed.
Yeah,
he filmed at South by Southwest.
Oh, that's crazy. So okay, so you actually did yours in Atlanta.
Yeah.
All right. See here, right? Because when I seen that, I said, "Oh shit, bro!" Like you feel me? And he from the projects. I was like, "Oh shit, bro!" Hell, not from the projects, man.
Then why would he be in it?
Huh?
Where I'm from?
Like probably like a lower income, probably from you know like the hood. But like projects is like yo, you is the dirt poor. Like you the bro, you in the trenches. You weren't that far into it, right? Right.
Just listen to how you explained it.
Answer him.
Please.
Who do you think you was at? Who think you fall in that category?
The hood probably for me,
was
you know.
Was projects or was you just low income?
Low the income.
Facts. Yeah, bro.
Low income, nigga.
I was low income, too.
Facts. Listen, bro, listen. Yo,
but the way
I can
he
smell a project nigga
right
from like a mile away. I'm telling you, bro, I can smell a project nigga, man. He like, and he don't get project nigga, man. You don't either. Right? Like, look. PGF Nook, right? Him,
this is your interview.
Not, right. What?
No bullshit.
Nah, right? Nah, look.
No bullshit.
It's this interview, feel me?
No,
it's they interview.
No, it's not. It's your interview.
It's they interview, nigga.
Yeah.
Killing me.
I'm sorry, but yeah, so no projects for you.
Bro,
what?
Man, we finna get the fuck up on it. Look, bro.
But
dope project for you.
All right, bro. Right. Man, look, bro. Like I said,
yeah, man.
Do y'all got any collab shit next? You feel me? Like, where do y'all plan on taking this shit?
Like,
where y'all want to go with this shit? You know, you want to just do your thing. You want to go the comedy route, movie route. Where y'all see yourself in like 10 years?
Shit. Wealthy and being in movies and shit. Matter of fact, I got a movie coming up.
Tell us about that.
It's a called AMG the movie. You know what I'm saying? Got me. Got some other artists.
The Regal Beagle.
So, got some shit coming.
That's dope.
You too, man. Where you see yourself 10 years besides wealthy? Like, where you want to take this music shit?
I want to take it far.
Further than you can. Yeah.
That's right.
But it's
this nigga right here.
No, but
man,
the,
okay. That was the closeout.
Right, but the, like, realistically though, so how far
in there,
right? But how far do you think that you'll be in like 5 years or so? You feel me? Right, like
pretty far.
Like, well, here. So look, there's some like Uzi level, Drake level, some like Coyle Ray level, where you know, like you lit as fuck, you lit for me, but you're not like Drake level. But listen, but I think that you can get to like the babies. And money bags. And maybe Drake, you feel me? In like 10 years.
Is that your plans, bro? Do you aspire to be a Drake?
I aspire to be the greatest.
JP.
At my craft.
This nigga is fucking around, man.
Bro.
What?
This shit was crazy, man. Hey, tell them where they can find y'all, bro. On Instagram.
Josiah Gilly on Instagram.
Spot out for
on Facebook, JP on all platforms for music.
Yeah. Wait, oh, sorry.
You finna say some more bullshit?
Go You can find me on my Instagram, 414 Big Frank, 414 Big Frank on TikTok. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and all JP on TikTok.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So why is it like Josiah Gilly and
not
changing?
Josiah.
This nigga fucking
why he
around.
Give you the Mexican
it's a silent
one?
Most things, right?
He let Mexican?
Sorry. So why is it Josiah Gilly and you haven't changed it yet to JP or the official JP?
Because my shit is ran through my Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
My Facebook page say Josiah Gilly. So, goddamn it.
Oh, wow.
This nigga like a young-ass grandpa.
They gonna put the goddamn
JP
on it. If you look up JP... 50.
Yeah.
If you goddamn it, you gonna find my page. And if you're too lazy to look up JP, goddamn it,
you got to go.
Josiah
right?
Gilly.
Facts, man.
You gonna find it.
Hey, listen, man. If you can't find JP, man, you got to go, man. Feel me, man.
Ain't you looking at the wrong camera? They told me this one.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Yours. This ours.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So I've been looking.
It's going on.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, man. Check us out, man.
Hey, that's another motherfucking interview, man. You feel me, Susgar? You know, Flacco, JP, Big Frank. We up out of here, man.